Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Who's saying that the coach is an
Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians, Super Bowl winning coach, Dolan McGraw, says that all four coaches as of December the 9th are on the hot seat right now. Would you agree with that assessment?
The AFC North coaches you're talking about.
AFC North coaches.
What he said is the winner stays, the other three could go.
I mean, well, Stefanski's been on the hot seat for like 5-6 years right now, and I think he's won two Coach of the Year awards in that same span. So, I don't know. I think if Cleveland wants to go full reset, right, and they start over with Shedeur Sanders, even though I don't know if their cap situation really allows for them to go full reset, but we'll see. I could see that. Bengals, definitely, even though you could question how serious they were about revamping that defense. And the Ravens Steelers, I think it speaks for itself, definitely. In the Ravens' case, if they completely miss the playoffs, now's your time. The more I think about it, as secure as John Harbaugh has been in his job, and we know that Bisciotti's loyal to him, has been forever, it feels like they need like an excuse, like a real good excuse to move on from John Harbaugh, even if they maybe wanted to because of some of the playoff shortcomings in recent years. They never felt like they could pull that trigger because, well, they still win the division. They're still in the playoffs. They're right there. How does that look optics-wise? That's not really a Ravens move. Well, if you're looking for an excuse, missing the playoffs, that would be your excuse. And don't miss it, is what I would say. Is that, you know, everyone, I think, at this point is at least willing to agree that maybe a tone change, a culture reset could be what this team needs. You're not resetting in terms of personnel. Like, Lamar's still going to be the franchise quarterback. You're still going to build around him. But is it time to mix up the ingredients a little bit? Pair someone else with Lamar Jackson, because they've had 7-8 years now to try to get that duo over the top, and it just hasn't happened.
You know what Adam Schefter said was that he thinks with Harbaugh and Tomlin, that would be a mutual decision where Harbs would sit down with ownership and say, you know, it may be best if we move on. Saying the same thing about Tomlin, you know. And I don't know. I mean, if they were to lose 3 out of 4, and I told Bob, like, if they were to get blown out in a couple of these games or something, especially a home game, then Harbs may say, hey, you know, maybe they do need a new voice, and let's go our separate ways.
I don't see John voluntarily walking away, even mutual. So now when we say mutual parting the ways, if that's the language that's used in the end, I could see that as a sign of respect to John, because I do kind of agree with that, hey, this guy's been here forever. There was no scandal. There was nothing embarrassing. He didn't embarrass the organization like that. We're moving on. We're firing him. but publicly we're going to use the language you're parting ways to try to soften the blow. But if you're going to leave it up to John, he's not going anywhere.
And they don't even have the option, if you will. We were talking about it yesterday with Andy Reid. His contract expired. They didn't renew his contract. Same thing with Buck Showalter in the Orioles after 2018. Harbaugh just got a contract extension, didn't he?
Hey, I think he got two years added on.
And by the way, when Andy Reid left Philly, he was 55. Yeah, Harbs is 63. I mean, Reid jumped right back on the old horse, and history has said he's going to the Hall of Fame first ballot. I don't know. John Harbaugh at 63, 64 years old, or team's going to be banging down, assuming he leaves, banging down his door to bring him in to,
turn things around. If it went that way, you know, say they lost to Cincinnati, lost to New England, you know, then Harbs' agent, and I don't have a clue who that is, you know, he's doing his work, you know, talking to the Giants, talking to some of these teams, you know, about, hey, if my client was available, would you be interested type thing?
There would definitely be interest, right? That holds true.
No question.
To the point where, like Vinny said, I mean, he has, I would think he would have his pick. And if he didn't like what he was looking at, say, for 2026, it's starting to seem like this was the route that Vrabel went. You know, he had a couple interviews last year, but he didn't get the job. He sits out a year, still an interest, a point of interest for this year, and then he lands the New England job. Maybe he said, well, none of the jobs that I interviewed for last year, I like as much as I like this New England job that I like right now.
Yeah.
So I think Harbaugh, and what does he have to rush into? He's a Super Bowl winning coach. He's accomplished everything there is to accomplish.
He's probably got like $32 million waiting
for
him after.
Yeah, why? Yeah. And he could do media for a year. I could see that. You know, he doesn't have to be completely absent from the game. But as far as interest, it would definitely be there. And anyone who says otherwise is kidding themselves. I mean, we've got rumors and everything out there about Lane Kiffin's going to come to the NFL. I mean, we'll turn over every stone when it comes to searching for an NFL coach these days. The one that's already won a Super Bowl and has been with one team for, what, 17, 18 years? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he'd be an attractive guy.
Well, what are the openings that are guaranteed now? Tennessee and the Giants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've already busted a move. I mean, McDaniel looks like he might be saving his job in Miami, but there are going to be other, maybe Atlanta.
Yep,
there could be an opening there. Arizona.
New Orleans.
Well, Kellen Moore,
New Orleans
one and done.
Just got there. No, I don't think one and done. I think they kind of like the quarterback, you know. The thing about with the Giants is when you look at, because if it was Harbs or if Tomlin, you know, say whichever didn't win a division, you're looking at, okay, what organization is similar kind of to where I've been? And that's the Maras and the Giants, you know, that kind of thing. So, and you got a quarterback, you got some defensive players, you got a high draft pick. You know, I can see the Giants being, and you're in New York.
Could you see Harbsy dealing with the New York media though? Holy mackerel. They're like a bunch of piranhas on you.
And I already see it here on the text line. It's the same old tired cliche. If you fire John Harbaugh, who are you going to get?
Yeah.
Did you know who John Harbaugh was when the Ravens hired him?
Nah.
No. Did you know who Craig Albernaz was when the Orioles hired him?
Nope.
No. And if you said you did, you're lying. Forget
Bob
it.
Bob knew him.
Get
who?
Albernaz.
No. I didn't know who the hell he was.
He's lying. Yeah, Bob's a liar.
I didn't know who he was.
I'll tell you this. I as far as makeup of a coach, I would like one that calls plays.
I didn't know who Brandon Hyde was either,
right.
By the way.
But, you know, whether it's offensive or defensive, I would like my head coach to be at the helm in terms of one side of the ball instead of a delegator. It's not to say that that's the end-all, be-all, but maybe one of the things that's driven me a little crazy about the John Harbaugh era here and the last couple years of it is there seems to be an easy deflecting of blame. If things go wrong, well, the coordinator. We got to change up the coordinators because they're the ones calling the plays. But, you know, what? I'm not calling the plays. You know, I'm overseeing the whole operation. You know, there's no excuse at that point. If your head coach is calling the plays offensively and the results aren't there, there's no deflecting. There's no blame. You're the guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Speaking of Harbaugh, we'll come back. We got an NFL lunch. He met with the media yesterday. John Harbaugh, that is. Jim Harbaugh. Boy, he was happy as a clam after the win last night, comparing the win to like having children and all this crazy stuff.
Boy, marriage to his wife.
Are they big hyperbole or what in the Harbaugh family? And then coming up at 1:15, Vinny's People 5. Who are the five worst teams in the National Football League? Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer. Talk to him about the final 4 weeks of the regular season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.